Greetings in the name of the Lord. We are back again following this series, Spiritual Sacrifices We Offer to the Lord. We reminded you before that this series is taken from the idea of sacrifices in the Old Testament. Originally, the sacrifices God wanted were sacrifices of animals and of other things, especially blood animals, where blood would be shed, animals would be sacrificed. We mentioned before that this sacrifice of God in the Old Testament had to do with, first of all, remembering their sins before God, remembering their obligations to make right their sins before God. The sacrifices themselves did not take away the sins, but they reminded them continually that they were sinners and they needed a Savior. And even more important, every sacrifice was a picture of the coming Savior. We've talked about this a little bit before, but this is very important as we come again to this subject of spiritual sacrifices we offer. The problem came in the Old Testament, and this is a reason for this series, that when they offered these blood sacrifices, these became a substitute for the heart sacrifices God wanted from them. So what we give to God, our church fellowship, our church attendance, our faithfulness in serving God, is very important. And we don't minimize this, but these things are never a substitute for the spiritual things God wants us to offer to Him. So we've been discussing a number of these, and I want to talk about guarding our lives before God. Before, we talked about guarding the promises we make to God. But now I want to talk about guarding the way we walk before God, guarding ourselves in the way we come before Him and in the way we walk before Him. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 has this to say, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools." Now, listening was an important sacrifice, and we talked about this before. But this sacrifice of the way we approach the house of God is very, very important. The way we walk before God is very important. And I want to speak a little bit about this matter. The Apostle Paul was a faithful servant of God. He had served God for many, many years. He'd been a Christian, in fact, when he writes 1 Corinthians, probably for about 20 years. He'd already been a Christian, faithfully following and serving the Lord. And no one would criticize the way Paul had walked. But Paul feared for himself. Perhaps to us this would be a needless fear. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul expresses a deep heart fear that he had in his service for God. And the fear was that somehow his walk before God would not be what it should be. And so in chapter 9, verse 27, Paul has this to say, "I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be set aside." Paul feared that he would fail, that even though he was pleasing to man, even though he had faithfully served the Lord, he was already on his third missionary journey when he writes this letter to the Corinthians. He had served God all across Asia. He had served God over in Europe, in Philippi, and Thessalonica, and Athens, and Corinth, and then back to Ephesus again. And now he's back on his third journey in Ephesus. Many would say, "God finds no fault with you, Paul, and surely you have no reason to fear." But Paul realizes that his walk before God until the day he dies, his walk before God is to be perfect. His walk to be before God is to be obedient. He is to guard himself continually. Over in the book of Timothy, he warns this young man about guarding himself. Several times in the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, Paul uses this word, "guard yourself." And so the Apostle Paul, in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, is saying, "I continually guard myself. I discipline myself so that I will not be set aside by God." Why would God want to set anyone aside? When this person is no longer pleasing to God, God sets them aside. In Numbers chapter 20, Moses had this experience with God. I referred to this once before, but I want to come back to it again now. This man Moses was a faithful servant of God. He had served God so many years, leading these people there in the wilderness. But at a certain point in his life, he let down his guard. He did not guard his walk before God. Perhaps he thought to himself, "I'm too important to God. I've served him so many years. I'm almost through with my life." He was already a very elderly man. "Perhaps God will excuse if I don't guard myself as I have before." And so in Numbers chapter 20, he let down his guard. And he disobeyed God in a very important way. And that was that rather than speaking to the rock and bringing glory to God through his speaking to the rock, instead he struck the rock in anger. That one little thing grieves me, because we understand what a good man Moses was, how faithfully he had served God. But in God's eyes, he had refused to honor God himself. And so God lays upon him a very important judgment, the judgment that Paul feared, the judgment of being set aside. Paul had feared this same thing, and now Moses suffers this very thing. And so rather than Moses taking the people into the land, God chose Joshua. So Paul feared that he would not guard himself. Moses failed to guard himself. And this is a warning to us today. I want to say to those of you who are listening that as long as we live our lives, some of you are older, you're from the older generation, and you need until the very day you face the Lord Jesus to guard yourself. Because in the older years, it is possible to feel, "I've lived so long for the Lord, now it doesn't matter." It does matter to God. Until I face the Lord Jesus, I am to guard myself carefully. So I take this warning for myself, and I would urge you to also take this warning into your own hearts. Offer to God the sacrifice of a guarded life, that you continually discipline yourself. Discipline yourself in your walk with the Lord. Discipline yourself in the way you obey Him in your life. Discipline yourself in the way you witness and represent Him in the world. And discipline yourself in preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And I would pray this for each of you. May God bless you and help you, each one.